Welcome to Tradutex Portuguese Lessons Podcast. Olá, eu sou a Helena, and on this episode we're going to talk about the pronunciation of the letter G in Portuguese. Letra G. But just before that, I want to let you know that Tradutex Portuguese Lessons Podcast is now on Patreon. Patreon is a platform where you can support the projects you like. So if you're enjoying listening to this podcast, and if you would like it to carry on, you can also become a patron. And as a patron, you get a PDF with the highlights of each episode, pronunciation tips, written posts, audios and videos about the Portuguese language. You can get in touch with me every time you have a question related to Portuguese, and you can even participate in a monthly live session with me. Go to www.patreon.com/tradutex and learn more about it. So on today's episode, we're going to focus on the pronunciation of the letter G in Portuguese. On the previous episode, we've talked about the pronunciation of the letter C. C em português. And after you listen to this one today, you will see that we can find a lot of similarities between these two letters. But first of all, what is the name of this letter G in Portuguese? Como se chama a letra G em português? This is a letter that we actually have two names for it, depending on the situation. So when we're saying the alphabet, or when we're spelling a word, the name of the letter is G. G. Letra G. For instance, if you ask me, como se escreve gato em português? You might know that gato is cat. Como se escreve gato em português? G. A. T-O, gato. So, if someone asks you to spell a word, or if you want to spell a word in Portuguese, and if that word includes the letter G, the name for the letter in that situation should be G. G. But, if you're doing an initialism, for instance, if you want to say something like GPS, kind of an acronym, but with each individual letter read individually. So for instance, as I said, GPS, in a situation like that, that the letter G is included in Portuguese, instead of pronouncing the letter as G, we pronounce it as G. For instance, in Portuguese, GPS is GPS. S, pronounced as a soft J, G, P, S. So we're doing here a letter with two different names depending on the context. And now let's see how we actually pronounce this letter when it's in a word. So the letter G is normally pronounced as a hard G. We do have exceptions to that that we're going to go through, but first, let's see all the context, and we have a few, where the letter G is pronounced like a G. In terms of being followed by vowels, just like the letter C, and please go through last episode if you haven't heard it yet, or if you don't remember it. So, the letter G, if it's followed by the vowels A, O, or U, ou em português A, O, U, is always pronounced as a G, hard G. Let's have a look at some examples. Gastar, gastar, to spend. Gastar dinheiro, to spend money. Gastar. Como se escreve gastar? G A G-S-T-A-R. Gastar. Gostar. Gostar. To like. Como se escreve gostar? G-O-S-T-A-R. Gostar. So far we did G-A, G, gastar, G-O, go or gu, in this case gustar, just because on gustar the O is unstressed, but it could be pronounced as a more open O or a more closed O. That will depend not on the letter G, but then where the stress is on the word. What if it's followed by a U? For instance, the verb guardar. Guardar. Guardar means to save or to keep. And here the letter U is pronounced after the G, but that only happens if the following letter is not a E or I, or in Portuguese, E ou I. So it means that I am reading here the U, guardar, guardar. Como se escreve guardar? G-U-A-R-D-A-R. Guardar. Let's see some more examples. We did it before. Gato. A cat. Gato. Gordo. Fat. Gordo. Como se escreve gordo? G-O-R-D-O. Gordo. Guloso. Sweet tooth. Guloso. G-U-L-O-S-O. Guloso. So we've looked at some words where the letter G is followed by the vowels A, O, or U. O, em português, A, O, U. Let's go through them again. I will say them and you can repeat them after me. Gastar. Gostar. Guardar. Gato. Gordo. Guloso. Now, the letter G can be also followed by certain consonants. Which ones, you're wondering? The letter G in Portuguese may be followed by the consonants L, N, or R. O, em português, L, N, R. And if that happens, again, the letter G will be pronounced in a hard way. In a G way. So let's have a look at some examples. For instance, let's see what happens if the letter G is followed by the consonant L. If we have the group GL, G-L, GL. This might happen in the beginning of a word, or it could also be in the middle of a word. We'll have a look at both situations. For instance, in the beginning, glacial, glacial. Exactly the same spelling we have in English for the word glacial, glacial. Or it might happen in the middle of the word. For instance, English, 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 English. Como se escreve inglês? I-N-G-L-E. Com acento circunflexo, S. Inglês. Glicerina. Glycerin. Glicerina. G-L-I. C-E-R-I-N-A. Glicerina. Gloria, as in glory. Gloria. G, L, O, com acento, R, I, A. Gloria. Gluten. Just like the same spelling we have in English, but with an accent on the letter U. Gluten. So, on all these examples, we had the G followed by L, and we should pronounce it just like happens in English as a hard G. Let's go through these examples again. Glacial. English. Glicerina. Gloria. Gluten. The G might also be followed by the letter N. That might happen again in the beginning of a word or in the middle. For instance, in the middle we have the word for worthy, digno. Digno. Como se escreve digno? D, I, G, N, O. Digno. Of course, as a regular adjective, we can have this word into the four possibilities. Masculine singular, feminine singular, masculine plural, or feminine plural. So, you may see the word as digno, digna, dignus, dignas. But this GN, or in Portuguese GN, might also come in the beginning of a word, for instance, as the word for gnome, gnomo. Gnomo. Como se escreve gnomo? G, N, O, M, O. Gnomo. Let's see some more examples. The word ignorance. Very similar in Portuguese. Ignorância. Ignorância. Como se escreve ignorância? I, G, N, O, R, A, com circunflexo, N, C, I, A. Ignorância. Another example? Signo. As a sign, for instance, the zodiac. Signo. Como se escreve signo? S, I, G, N, O. Signo. Or one last one. It's not very common that we have G and U, but of course, if you want to say the animal, nu, gnu. Gnu. It's really just that. Gnu. G, N, U. Gnu. Let's go through these words again together. Digno. Gnomo. Ignorância. Signo. Gnu. And we also have this same hard G sound if the G is followed by the letter R. If we have GR, em português, GR. And that will give us the sound GR. GR. Por exemplo, for example, gramática. Gramática means grammar. Gramática. Como se escreve gramática? G, R, A, M, A, com acento, T, I, C, A. Gramática. Greve. Greve means strike. Como se escreve greve, G R E V E. Greve. Grilo. Grilo is the insect cricket. Grilo. Como se escreve grilo? G R I L O. Grilo. Grosso. Grosso is the adjective for thick, the opposite of something that is fine. Fine and thick. Fino, grosso. Como se escreve grosso? G R O S S O. Grosso. And finally, a group. Em português, grupo. Grupo. Como se escreve grupo? G R U P O. Grupo. Vamos repetir? Gramática. Greve. Grilo. Grosso. Grupo. Always the same G, or in this case, along with R, gru. So we've covered the situations where we have naturally a G when we see the letter G, so a hard G. So in which situations we can have a soft J? That only happens, and again, if you listen to the previous episode, you will find here a big similarity along with the letter C. We will only find this soft J when the letter G is followed by the vowels E or I, or in Portuguese, when the letter G is followed by the vowels E, I. And every time that happens, no doubts there, you need to pronounce it as a soft J. Let's have a look at some examples. For instance, the Portuguese word for twins. Gêmeos. Gêmeos. Como se escreve gêmeos? G, E, com acento, M, E, O, S. Gêmeos. Jelly. Gelatina. 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 G, E, L, A, T, I, N, A. Gelatina. Ice cream. Gelado. G, E, L, A, D, O. Gelado. And as we're doing ice cream, why don't we think about the word for ice? Gelo. G, E, L, O. Gelo. So as you can see now that the G is followed by the letter E, or in Portuguese, E, we naturally have a soft J sound. Let's repeat these examples. Vamos repetir os exemplos. Gêmeos, gelatina, gelado, gelo. Let's see what happens if the G is followed by I. It will happen exactly the same thing. We will get a soft J. Let's have a look at some examples. Girafa. Like a giraffe. Girafa. Como se escreve girafa? G, I, R, A, F, A. Girafa. Gigante. Gigante. That's a giant. On this one, we actually have two G's and they are read in different ways. So the first one, because it's followed by I, we get a G, G, I. And then gant, that second G, it's followed by A, so we get a hard G. So we have G, E-G-A-N-T-E. This is actually a good example where you can see both G's working differently. Gigant. Gigant. The word for gym, ginásio. Como se escreve ginásio? G-I-N-A. Com acento S-I-O. Ginásio. Sunflower. Girassol. Girassol. G-I-R-A-S-S-O-L. Girassol. Vamos repetir os exemplos. Girafa. Gigante. Ginásio. Girassol. So we've just learned that if you have a G-E or a G-I, we really need to say J. We really need to pronounce as a soft J. So you may wonder now, how do we get a hard sound G or G? What do we do to have the possibility of pronouncing G or G? If you've just learned that G-E and G-I, always they are always pronounced as J and G. Again, you will find here a big similarity with the rules for the letter C. What we need to do is to put a U after the G. So, if we have G-U-E or G-U-I, the U will be silent and we will finally have the possibility of pronouncing G and G with a silent U. This is important to remember. For instance, if we want to pronounce guerra, guerra means war, guerra, we start with a G, we have U-E, G-U-E, and because of this, we don't pronounce the U at all. Guerra. Guerra. Como se escreve guerra? G-U-E-R-R-A. Guerra. This might happen in the beginning of a word or in the middle. For instance, the word Portuguese. Português. 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 We're not pronouncing the U there, but the U needs to be there to tell us that this time we need to pronounce a hard G, even though the following sound is E. Português. Como se escreve português? P-O-R-T-U-G-U-E. Com acento S. Português. Let's see now two examples where we have the G-U-I. With a silent U, but the U needs to be there so we can pronounce gi, because now we want to say gi and not G. For instance, when we say guitar, guitarra, guitarra, guitarra. We're not pronouncing the U, just like we're not pronouncing the U in English either. Guitarra. Como se escreve guitarra? G-U-I-T-A-R-R-A. Guitarra. And one last one to finish. Guia. Guia is a guide. Could be a book or it could be a person. A touristic guide, for instance. Guia. Como se escreve guia? G-U-I-A. Gehe. Don't forget. Silent U. Gitarre. Gehe. So in Portuguese we have another letter, the letter J, that we call J. And when we have a J, it's always soft. So J is always followed by a vowel, necessarily followed by a vowel. It's never followed by a consonant, and it's always soft. So we have the sounds ja, je, ji, jo, ju, always soft. But when it comes to the letter G, we have to obey to certain fixed rules, where we have a hard G pronounced as G the majority of the times, and then only if it's followed by E or I becomes a soft J, J, J. So just before we finish and to practice the pronunciation, I will go through all the examples we did today with no explanations or no English translations. Just relax and repeat after me each example. Vamos repetir? Prontos? Are you ready? Estão prontos? Gastar. Gostar. Guardar. Gato. Gordo. Guloso. Glacial. Inglês. Glicose. Sorry, here I meant glycerina. That was the example we did before. Sorry, a little mistake. But glycose is also a good example. But I meant glycerina. Gloria. Gluten. Digno. Gnomo. Ignorância. Signo. Gnu. Gramática. Greve. Grilo. Grosso. Grupo. Gêmeos. Gelatina. Gelado. Gelo. Girafa. Gigante. Ginásio. Girassol. Guerra. Português. Guitarra. Guia. Thanks so much for being there, and I hope you've enjoyed this episode today. If you did, please share it with your friends. And just before we finish, I need to thank to my dear patrons. This podcast wouldn't be possible without them. So muito, muito obrigada a Francine Brown, Gita Barkanovitz, Philip French, Rebecca Hand, Carol Sperling, Petra Korf, Brenda Sabrecht, David Soto, Lindy Falk, Michelle Cubrosi, Jerry Ellis, Sandra Weimert, Karen Soares, Kenneth Pizisco, Ibrahim Almutawa, Hank Van Kan, Karin Barnhorn, Pauline Mansfield, Pranudiana, Anne Grandage, Elise van der Vlucht, David Martin, Patricia Martin, Catherine Dernford Vang, Miguel Plectuvian, Art Veld, Ernst Scholte, Agnieszka Morewski-Skuczewska, Tatiana Krupnik, Ramunas Plectus, Kim Noble, Tensha McKnight, Paula Klein, Laura Baditsk, Chris Brand, Meredith Richard, Micheline Huntley, Jess Hasselmans, Diane, Steve Batchelor, Josie Koopman, Lex Mui, Sneer, Suzanne Mas, Michael Machado, Molly Morton, Jaida Rains, John Markved, David Kirkham, Sarmig, Andy Efford, and Rakesh Gupta. Thank you all for your support. Thank you all for keeping my motivation high. Muito, muito obrigada. Tchau, até para a semana.